Say, kids, what time is it?
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to Season 8 of the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your guide, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. A world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, not to mention at times some not-so-subtle commentary involving the blues of the 30s to the releases of today and everything in between. We've been tasked with an awesome responsibility. Let's get started. Welcome to show number 4 in the Ohio Homegrown Vinyl Garage series, picking up where we left off before the side trip into the labels of Lorain County. We find ourselves in a rock and roll no man's land situated between the death of doo-wop and the sound of the 50s and the first wave of the British invasion. Although the influence of the Brits in general and the Beatles specifically would soon be noticed in coming years, at this time it was the emergence of the electric guitar as the predominant instrument and its inclusion in the music of the very early 60s that should be noted. A period in which the fuzz of Duane Eddy and the surf sound of Dick Dale and the Beach Boys predominated. The period also showcased the garage frat rock of the Kingsmen and the instrumentals of The Ventures, Johnny and the Hurricanes, and others, all of which influenced what was recorded here by the home team. Starting with Toledo's Chubby Chops and the Twisting Cyclones' attempt at Gershwin's Summertime, note the predominant twang on the guitar.
Mama's good, look good. So hold me, baby.
Some fine examples of homegrown instrumentals. From Delaware, The Invaders' Night Ride, a rock and roll instrumental that borrows heavily from a country twang from 1962. The Decades from 1963 and Strange World from Akron. And The Runabouts from Columbus from 1963 with a cut that would have been at home on Goulardi. We'll be right back. Next, the aforementioned Johnny and the Hurricanes. They were from Toledo. And their last single to chart in the U.S., Ja Da, from 1961, swapping the guitar for an organ as the lead instrument. And two Ohio bands that emulated the Hurricanes' organ-heavy instrumental lead. Akron's Greg and the Unknowns emulated the Hurricanes on their 1963 single, Red Beats. Another organ-heavy record. The band may have been unknown, but the Greg was Greg Zillar, a 1964 graduate of Barberton High. And Toledo's Johnny Gibson Trio, a band that probably played the same club as the Hurricanes, releasing their first single on the Hurricanes Twirl label and eventually signing to Big Top alongside Johnny and the band. That single's B-side, Swanky, could have been a Johnny and Hurricanes release. It's that close. wasn't just the rock and rollers that got into the instrumental thing. Enter the R&B band The Gaylords, probably from Gaylord Street in Cleveland, and their 1964 single on the Way Out label, Never Go Back to Georgia, mixing a little soul into that organ and saxophone. Although the first release of Louie Louie was in 1957, where it was actually the B-side of the record, it was the Kingsmen's version from 1963 that took the song worldwide, inspiring an untold number of bands. And it just wasn't the tune, it was the feel, the fun ambiance in the studio that projected a party atmosphere, and a fine example of such is Akron's The Rats and their 1964 single, Rats Revenge, Part 1.
Leader, our fearless leader. By way of a half.
Brook Park teens The Motions had one foot firmly planted in pre-British invasion times with their extensive surf venture-style instrumental repertoire, and thanks to Beatle Drums single, which was nothing more than a normal instrumental record with someone yelling Ringo twice, looked the future of rock and roll in the face and pandered to it. The B-side, Long Hair, proves the point. It did, however, get them notice, scoring them two additional singles for Mercury, Land Beyond the Moon and Bumblebee 65, both of which were more novelties than serious stuff. Here's both sides of that first release and the initial Mercury single, Land Beyond the Moon. As a side note, Beatle Drums got played a lot on The Goulardi Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to Buckeye State Rock and Roll History, 145 at a time, here on the Vinyl Garage. It wasn't unusual for the impact of the British invasion on a group to be felt halfway into a band's catalog. And in some extreme cases, the change can be heard in the time it takes to turn the record over, causing some to ask whether it's the same band. Here's a few examples of the phenomenon. Youngstown's The Executioners proved that even as late as 1965, an organ-based sax solo instrumental single could still prove popular. Their 45s, The Guillotine, and The Noose were just that. They were the band in Mahoning County at the time. The group sported executioner outfits when performing live, years before Alice Cooper employed the shtick. Just one single after the aforementioned instrumental, the band scored a release on a minor major label, Swan, with a British Invasion tinge single reminiscent of The Animals or early Stones, I Want the Rain. Here's all three, The Guillotine, The Noose, and I Want the Rain.
We'll be right back. air, it was warm and it smelled like roses. The dew on the ground flashed like jewels in a crown in my eyes. The shadows grew shorter, the sun was out, I'm in a blue sky.
Barry Lee and the Action came from the same Little Italy neighborhood as Bacchi and the Visions, from whom they took their inspiration. One of a vocal group. Their first single, Make It, from 1964, became quite popular on local radio, sounding not coincidentally like the Visions. 1966's single, however, For Such a Little Wrong, backed with Try Me, changed the vocal group sound to a more modern Invasion sound, especially the B-side, Try Me. Here's both, Make It and Try Me.
Time to make good and find a way of life. He's got to that she's at home. No answer from her phone, she's alone. If you don't want me, just say so and you'll be all alone. Don't try me, oh, and you'll see. Lonely you will always be. Be alone, stay at home. Be alone, stay at home. Be alone, stay at home.
The cutaways were from Bel Air, Ohio. And for those who are Ohio geographically challenged, that's our side of the river from Wheeling. Their first gig was the backing band to the Zanesville singer Big C. Both sides of that initial 45 was written by cutaway Larry Gorsch, who, when an opportunity to record as themselves, also on the Sure Speed label, wrote that single as well. The Big C cut, Gee Whiz, I Love You, is a perfect example of a vocal group song that, by 1965, should have been thrown away. But Larry redeemed himself and the cutaways on their next single, Hold Me, a much more up-to-date sound with an obvious British Invasion influence. Here's both from the same year, released just a few months apart.
I've got all the love. why can't you understand me? Our love will never die. Please, baby, don't lie. I wanna be your man. I oughta give you everything that I possibly can. Hold me.
Speaking of that part of Ohio, here's Steubenville's The Actions and Germ City. The B-side, Water Street, was at one time the address of that town's red light district. Local label Cleavetown Records in 1965 released two singles, one by an Amherst band, Ronnie and the Rainbows, and a Warren, Pennsylvania combo, The Fugitives. Ronnie was Ron Zeal, a musical fixture of Lorain County, and their Gypsy Woman single traded lead instrument duties with guitar and saxophone. The Fugitives single, I Miss You Girl, got more airplay in Cleveland than their hometown, 80 miles east of the state line. Most assume the band was from here. Although not a product of the Buckeye State, I'm including it 'cause I can.
My baby's coming home. She left one night like the wind, she was gone. I don't know why, but I know that I'm alone. If it was me that made her leave, I wanna know. Just lead the way, gypsy woman. woman and I'll go. Hey, gypsy woman, look in your crystal ball and tell me what my future will be. Hey, gypsy woman, look in your crystal ball and tell me if you see her with me. One night like the wind she was gone. I don't know why, but I know that I'm alone. If it was me that made her leave, I wanna know. Just lead the way, gypsy woman, and I'll go. Hey, gypsy woman, look in your crystal ball and tell me what my future will be.
Just northwest of Warren in Champion Township, the Propre brothers and neighborhood friend Jerry Parker were the Vikings. It was clear they were listening to the radio. Their I Need Your Lovin' was current, timely, and a good record on the Norton label.
I gotta have you, baby, and that's all.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. I want that feeling when your lips meet mine. I gotta have you around when I'm feeling blue. And if you ever leave it, I don't know what I'd do. Next week, I'm going to send you a break. I'm going to send you a break.